Miss Burnett in particular, what I was trying to do there is there, you know, path A would be if there's no agreement with Balloon Landing Task Force, then you just do the items that we talked about in DRB today on your landscaping plan. And that's how you'll get my final signature. If there is some agreement with the Balloon Landing Task Force that would alter your landscaping plan, then you're still approved and you would just submit an alternative landscaping plan. And that goes just through staff. It's approved by our ZEO, our zoning enforcement officer. And we, you know, this same group will be the ones to review that and give him a recommendation. So those kind of laid out two paths for you to follow in that.
Thank you.
Okay. And keep working with us and we'll work our way through all that. Okay, thank you. We're now gonna move to item number 8 is PR 2022-7141. And there's several applications. SD 2022-167 is a preliminary plat. SD 2022-170 is vacation of a private easement drainage. SD 2022-168 is vacation of a public easement drainage. And SD 2022-171 is vacation of a public easement for water. This is for Burnco Investors LLC at 1700 Unser Boulevard Northwest, between I-40 and Ladera Drive, and TR West is the agent. Okay, go ahead and speak up if you are going to be the voice for this one.
Madam Chair, Vinnie Perea is gonna lead the charge on this one for TR West, thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Perea, I need your name, firm, and address, please.
Good morning. Yes, this is Vinnie Perea with TR West. Address 5571 Midway Park Place Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87109.
Do you swear firm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Okay, go ahead and give us an overview of this request.
Yeah, so the property on the case today is approximately 9 acres, just a little over 9 acres. It is a part of the Heritage Marketplace Site Development Plan. It's the last undeveloped piece of this site development plan, located at approximately the southwest corner of Unser and Ladera. Back in August of earlier this year, we went through the EPC on a site plan amendment for this piece. It was originally approved for a multifamily apartment complex, and we went back to change that to a townhome development for a less density multifamily. A part of that site plan, in order for the reconfiguration to work, there was three existing utility lines on site that we were conflicting with some of the buildings. So we were gonna have to be required to relocate those. That was a public storm drain, public water line, and a private storm drain. So those are the three easements shown on the screen that we were actually going to have to relocate into the proposed drive aisles. So the request for preliminary plat is essentially for just relocating those easements. There's not going to be any lot line reconfigurations or consolidation or expanding to further lots. It's going to remain a single lot. So with that, I'll go ahead and address any questions or comments from the board.
Okay, and let's go next to public comment. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on item 8? If you would raise your hand now or otherwise speak up so we know you want to comment. I don't see anyone. Let's go to Water Authority for comments.
This is David Gutierrez, Water Authority. So when I was looking at the exhibits, specifically the sidewalk exhibit shows the entrance and the new water line easement. But there is a hydrant right in the middle of that entrance shown on that exhibit. We'll need to relocate that hydrant. So please put that on your infrastructure list as well. For reference, please note that easement as well on that exhibit. And then I did have a question for the alignment of the water line. You're going through some parking spots. We prefer to be out of any parking spots in the instance that we had to get in and maintain that line. I don't know if it's possible for you to adjust that to where there's no water authority infrastructure under any parking spots. So just take a look at it. If you can't make it happen, I'm okay with it. But if you can, just take a look, see if you can maybe adjust the alignment a little bit and maybe the easement. For the vacations of the drainage easements, I defer to hydrology, City of Albuquerque. And for the water line easement, I have no objection, as the final plat will have the appropriate easements for the relocated water lines. So that's it for me.
This is Vinny Perea. Go ahead and just answer some of your questions. I did coordinate with a couple of the engineers initially at the Water Authority with the water line relocation. We did have it reviewed before we decided to finalize a location for that easement. The majority of it does go through the drive aisle.
Right.
And then it cuts through kind of to this proposed dog park area. And that's really the only way we could get to the existing water line in the existing private road. So we try to minimize as much as we could going through that, through those two parking stalls that they do cut across.
So are those parking, this is David Waterthur, are those parking stalls permanent for the, I believe they're for the residents there, or are they like temporary, or I'm not sure how that's going to.
Yeah, Jay, if you'll let me, I can show my screen and kind of show what the exhibit looks like of how the reroute would be.
All right, you're a co-host. This is Jay Rundbeck, you're a co-host. And...
Okay, thank you. So David, here's sort of what the reroute would look like. The existing line shown is this red line.
Right.
That cuts all the way, and then it cuts back into the blue line right through in this area. If you can see my cursor, we did work out to relocate this within the drive aisle, and then it would make a 90 degree turn and just cut through a couple of the parking stalls, and then back up through the dog park, and then back to the existing line in the private road.
So, this is David Water Authority. Are those ADA spots just to the south there? Or to the down, I guess. I don't know if it's south direction.
Yeah, these are ADA spots right here.
Okay. And then the those are all spots for tenants, I'm guessing.
Yes, there's a few right through here. And they go all the way up as far as we can on the property.
Right. Like I said, if there's no other way to around it, that's fine.
Okay. Yep. Sounds good. And then to answer your question about the hydrant, I did actually just send through this morning the updated infrastructure list to show a public fire hydrant to move it over a little bit further to the west out of that proposed drive aisle. And then I did clarify the location of the water line through the easements that are called out, both the proposed and the remaining existing.
So let me see that public hydrant north side of Hanover Road, 512 foot west of Market Street. So can you kind of show me where that location would be?
Certainly. Yeah. So going back to this reroute exhibit, the existing hydrant is located right in this location right here. Market Street is to the east of us. So we're basically just moving it over 10 feet to the west, put it in this area just above the ADA ramp on the curb cut.
Okay. I would just confirm with the fire marshal on that location to see if it's okay with them, and shoot me some correspondence with that. Email it to me. What I was going to state is you can connect to the new line, so you don't have to cut into the more pavement. I don't know what kind of pavement you're doing, but you can connect that to the new line and abandon that one, because it will have to be replaced anyway. So
yeah,
that's an option. That's fine. Just letting you know that.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Code enforcement.
This is Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement. I have no comments and no objections.
Parks and Rec.
Gerald Smurfett with the Parks and Recreation Department. The comments are for future street trees would be required for applicability in IDO section 560.
Thank you. Hydrology.
Dequan Chen, Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved conceptual gradient drainage plan with engineers stamp data of 9/30/2022. Hydrology has no comment on the vacation of the private drainage easement, no comment on the vacation of the public drainage easement, no comments on the primary plat, and no comment on the infrastructure list.
Thank you. Transportation.
Ernest Armijo, Transportation. I did have a comment on the infrastructure list, but I did see that the applicant did send in a new one that took care of it, so I won't worry about that. A conceptual traffic circulation layout was approved on, a conceptual TCL was approved on September 12, 2022. As a reminder, a full TCL submittal will be required at building permit to incorporate any necessary details. We have no objections.
Okay, thank you. And this is the one on the screen is the updated infrastructure list.
This is Jay Rudnick, that's correct.
Okay, thank you. Planning.
This is Jay Rudenbeck. So we have a comment noting that there is a proposed multifamily residential development recently approved by the EPC as a major site plan amendment EPC, and that there's a condition number one in the notice of decision for the EPC approval stating that final sign-off authority of the EPC approved site plan is through the site plan administrative process. Before submitting for site plan review, meet with the EPC planner to determine if conditions of approval have been met. And we'll note, we have a couple comments pertaining to the future required final plat. We need to get utility and MAFCA signatures on the final plat before we can accept the final plat and place it on a DRB or DHO agenda. And final plat is required within 1 year of preliminary plat approval. And we'll need the recorded IIA based upon this infrastructure list. Recorded and a financial guarantee approved as well. And we have a comment pertaining to PDM requirement for street design elements. Madam Chair, do you want to elaborate on that comment?
Sure, this is Chair Wolfley. Just to kind of check in, do Hanover and Market Street have 6-foot sidewalks and a 5 to 6 foot landscape buffer zone?
This is Vinny Perea. Yes, they do have 6-foot sidewalks. I can double check real quick, but I believe the landscape buffers are 4 feet wide. So you have a 10-foot shoulder between the back of curb and the right of way line.
Okay. Unser, probably, yeah. You do have some Unser frontage. So, and what do you have going on Unser? And I think that is already constructed, correct?
Correct. It, Unser has a actually has a sidewalk, plus it has a asphalt multi-use trail.
Okay.
Directly adjacent to it.
All right, then you meet those requirements. So thank you. Mm-hmm.
This is Jay Rodenbeck, and we had a comment regarding identifying the pond location and noting that on the infrastructure list, the minimum treatment for the pond And it looks like that was addressed as note number one on sheet two of the infrastructure list.
Like the reason we made these specifications is so we didn't just refer to CGP, blah, blah, blah. It's been a while since we've done an infrastructure list with one of these ponds. Could you refer to the standard specifications there in this note to make sure, just to clarify that that's what we're going for, or you might have a landscaping plan where you're doing more than that. You might be doing more landscaping than what is required by the standard specs. Can you clarify?
So, Madam Chair, this is Vinny Perea. The ponding that we will be having is all private on site for the private drainage solution. We don't have any, we do have a landscape plan currently that shows how to stabilize those ponds. That was a part of our initial application to the EPC.
Okay. Does that meet at least the minimum of the standard specifications?
It does. We didn't have any comments or conditions of approval for addressing that.
Right, but the EPC wouldn't really probably catch that. So I'm just asking you, does what you presented to the EPC for your private landscaping of the pond meet the minimum of the drainage pond stabilization?
Yes, it does.
Okay. All right. Okay, I guess that's all.
Madam Chair, Ron Bohannon, could I ask one quick question? And
sure.
Promised Ron Bohannon.
That's right. We are in the formal part of this. Go ahead.
I promise to sort of to tell the truth.
No, I have to swear you in, sir. Okay. Just can you give us your address clearly?
5571 Midway Park Place, Ron Bohannon.
Do you swear from to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, this is going to obviously, when we get everything done, we'll be under the DHO moving forward. So my understanding, I'm just trying to get my hands around all this. So this, if you approve it today, then we'll have 1 year for these vacations to occur. So we would then just follow a normal resubmittal for a final plat once the infrastructure's signed off and we've got to actually physically move the lines before we actually come back in as well. So I just want to make sure that I'm on the same page with you guys.
Yeah, any new action, amending, you know, doing the final plat, anything beyond this will go in the new process.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the application. The applications for a preliminary plat and the vacations and the associated infrastructure list. If you're accepting that was shown on the screen today, if you're accepting delegation, whoops, we don't do that here. Cancel that. Just please vote.
This is David Gutierrez, Water Authority. I approve.
This is Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement. I approve.
Cheryl Somerfelt with the Parks and Recreation Department. I approve.
T. Quan Chen, Hydrology. I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Transportation. I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to approve item 8, PR 2022-7141, applications SD 2022-167 for preliminary plat, SD 2022-170, vacation of private easement drainage, SD 2022-168, vacation of public easement drainage, and SD 2022-171, vacation of public easement water, because the applications meet all the requirements of the IDO and DPM.